Dude, but I'm excited about today's topics, dude. We got some really cool shit that we're going to be talking about today. Very excited about it.
Yeah, dude. The Avengers. The Avengers Project. The Avengers Project looks more likely for E3 after these colorful teases, dude.
Dude, this is like pure speculation, obviously, you know. But there's a theory out right now because we have this Twitter account for this game company that tweeted out two different things about their E3. When they go to E3, they're gonna be doing like a platform there. And so they tweeted out one thing a while ago when E3 was announced, and then if you scroll down, we'll see the image. Just show the first image though.
Okay, I'm showing right this.
Just the first image.
No, I didn't realize how close the second and the first image were.
Okay, all right. So the first image you can see, it looks like two different versions of blue, but it's not. Okay, one is green and one is blue. And then they released the actual like time frame in which they're going to be representing at E3. And then this is the next tweet that they made.
Oh.
Damn, purple and yellow? Why would they? There's no images there. It's just a color portrait thing. Why would they? You know, Travis, why they would do that?
They like colors, dude.
It's supposed to tell them the point of the story. The reason why they changed the colors is because they're all the colors of the gauntlet from frickin' Avengers.
Oh, that's what you were saying. Oh, I was like, I don't, like, dude, they're fucking colors. I don't know what you want me to say. No, yeah, they posted the colors of the fucking Infinity Stone. Of the Infinity Stone. Or the stones on the gauntlet, dude. Fucking Christ, dude.
They're the best podcasters ever, dude.
Dude, have you seen Endgame?
No, so no spoilers. I'm watching the stupid Captain Marvel movie right now to try to, like...
I'm pretty sure Glenn dies in Endgame, so...
You're the worst, dude.
Ooh, dude, Glenn from The Walking Dead, I'm pretty sure he dies, so I don't know.
You're fucking stupid.
I'm just kidding. I haven't seen Endgame either yet, so I don't... I want to, though.
I do, too. I watch my movies on totally, you know... serious websites that are not illegal, and that movie hasn't been released in HD yet, so I'm waiting for this totally legit site to release that movie in HD, and then I'm watching that movie for sure. But yeah, so these four colors are the gems or the stones in the gauntlet from Infinity War or Endgame, and so everybody's assuming they're gonna release one more tweet and it's gonna be the fifth color, which we all know what color that is. Right, Travis?
No, I don't know what color that is.
Can you just scroll up real quick so I can see what the color is, dude?
It looks like it's going to be sapphire. Sapphire! Let's go, sapphire. Dude!
No, sapphire is in the first image. That's the blue one.
Oh, well, I thought sapphire was red. Sorry, red. Whatever red is, dude.
Ruby.
Red! Ruby! Let's go, dude! It's going to be a ruby...
Yeah, we all know what all the stones are called too, but we don't need to tell you guys because you guys know about it too. So there's no reason for us to.
So the next tweet is gonna be red, just so you guys know.
Yeah, it's gonna be red.
Now that Sean fucked that up.
Yeah, just blame it on me.
And that's pretty much all there is because this is like a speculation thing. There's actually been nothing really super said about it. Like,
yeah, it's pretty much just like a theory that somebody came up with, and it seems legit, honestly. But there's not much more else on that until we get the next tweet or until we go to E3 and then figure out. By the way, we should totally. I don't think we're going to be able to go to E3 this year, but you know, next year for sure. If this podcast,
well, if it keeps going off like this, we're definitely going. You know,
heck yeah, dude! And then maybe do some live streams from there and stuff, dude.
No, yeah, we'll be going to like all that. Well, dude, we have a lot of plans, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is just like one little step. Like we're like on the starting phase of like the next step. You know, we've already
We've already gotten multiple different audio versions of our podcast uploaded to multiple different sites like Spotify and Anchor and these and Google Podcasts, right? Stuff like that. What are all the names?
Yeah.
Of where we're.
Spotify. We're on Bean Blast. We're on Anchor. We're on. We're on like 10 different ones. I don't remember all of the names.
Okay. We're on Anchor. We're on Google Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on Breaker and Radio Public.
Oh, wait. Then Beancast is the next one because I'm making an account right now. Okay, Right now.
I got you. Not right now.
We've already actually reached out to like multiple other bigger podcasts.
Yeah.
To work with them.
The Google or the Facebook podcast group that you joined.
Right. We have Facebook. We just have a lot of stuff going on, dude.
Yeah.
But
a lot of advertising.
Before we go into our next subject, I just wanted to ask, you know, Shauna, what have you been up to today, man?
Dude, all day I've been playing that new Subverse game, dude. That like that Mass Effect not safe for work game. And dude, let me tell you, the action sequences in that game, that's the only thing I really care about. It's really awesome. That's pretty much all I've been doing, dude. Oh, fuck, dude. I left my door open. Hang on, let me go close that real quick. Oh, shit. I've had a cold today. It's been a rough season. Seasons have been changing, so allergies have been kind of a big deal.
No, yeah, allergies, and, that's for sure.
Moisturizing too, you know, I gotta keep my skin smooth. But yeah, that's what I've been doing all day, dude.
That's good, dude. Yeah, keeping moisturized is really important. Holy crap, dude. Okay, well, Sony is coming out with a new VR glove, dude. Which is really exciting, dude, because that means, like, more... It's going to be way more, like, enhanced, dude. You know what I mean? Because as of right now...
I have a few ideas on what I can do with this glove, dude.
Feels so real, dude. Just put on the glove and jerk up. Feels like I'm actually there.
We're not even going into like the sensors and stuff. It's just a glove.
Dude, I can feel everything. Technology's amazing, dude. Oh my fucking...
Self-lubricating hands in the glove. Get self-lubricated.
No, but...
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh my god. Dude.
I feel so bad for the people that only listen to this on the audio version because they don't know...
They don't know.
The sponsors or this podcast is sponsored by Dollar Shave Club. I wish it would be awesome.
Trim that beard and take care of that stubble.
Wait, which one? This ain't stubble, dude.
This right here is a full on 2-year beard. Are you kidding me, dude?
And this ain't so well, I mean I got some stubble. Yeah, I could use Dollar Shave Club. Hit us up in the DMs. Get at us in the comments, dude. Dollar Shave Club. What's up?
Dude, I think that VR is the future. I think we're nowhere near where we need to be with VR to even consider it to be the future.
Agree, 100%.
But I think, like, I'll say 10 years, dude, everything will be VR. Maybe even longer, actually. I think it's going to take a really long time.
10 years is, you know, if everything's progressing as fast, like, when did VR headsets start coming out? Like, good ones, you know? Not the box shit that you put on your phone, or you put your phone in that box and then you put it up in, like, the actual VR headsets for gaming
like
and stuff?
Like, 3 years ago.
Right? And now there's a potential glove coming out, dude? 10 years is it?
I know.
Maybe, dude. Who knows?
I know, but I'm thinking, like, do you remember how long it took, like, console games to be not shitty? Like, does anyone even remember?
No, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was, like... Like, even if VR games get really good, dude, they're still gonna be fucking clunky and.
Yeah.
March 20th, 2016 is when they came out.
2016. So, dude, that was freaking 3 years ago, man. Like, almost to the day, dude.
Yeah, almost. No.
That was a good guess, dude. I mean, you knew that, right? For a fact, because you're really well informed on gaming accessories.
Yeah, no, I look into a lot into the VR. I'm really excited for the VR capabilities of playing games. That's what I'm really excited for in the VR, is playing games.
Yeah.
Just imagine, dude, you're just playing a game, dude, and shit's just coming at you.
Dude. Well, imagine it with these freaking gloves, dude. They have freaking sensors. Okay, this is kind of how they're describing the patent that they have for these gloves, dude. So when you reach out for something in the game, could be anything. You know, use your imagination. Could be anything that you could touch in the game, right? Subverse. So you could grab like a lightsaber or something, you know? And when you grab the lightsaber, it has pressure points. Dude, I don't know if you guys realize this. Subverse is our favorite game, dude. Okay, holy, we cannot wait for that come. Okay, so when you grab something in the game, it'll, you know, the headset will see the hand motions going for the object, and when you grab the object, it'll actually put like pressures on the glove, so you can actually feel the lightsaber that's there. And you know, when you move it and stuff, like it goes with your hand movements, and if you like clash with somebody else, it'll put the pressure on your hand as if you actually hit something you didn't.
Wait, and really?
Yeah. No, but it's fucking crazy, dude. Imagine, like, well, they're talking about doing shirts and pants too, right? So let's say you're in a first-person shooter in VR, right? And you're, like, shooting at people and they're shooting back and you're getting hit with bullets. It'll probably be pressure things that kind of, like, send you back. Yeah.
Sorry, if you're, like, playing basketball or because that's how I grab basketballs.
That's two basketballs, right?
Right.
Two baseballs.
That's how I play baseball. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, not basketball. Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes when I grab my bat, you know, I just grab that, I swing it around, you know. That's how I play baseball.
This is a bad idea. I'm telling you right now, no one's gonna use this thing for gaming. They are going to use it, however, dude.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people using it, for sure. Just the gaming scene's just going to die down, dude.
Yeah, I can't wait for
this. This is super exciting, dude, for sure. You can't wait for what?
I can't wait for Subverse to come out. All my friends are just going to disappear, dude, for weeks at a time. What are you doing? I'm grinding. What game are you grinding, dude? We leveling up, or what are we doing? Kinda.
I'm kind of on a solo run right now, dude. Yeah.
No parties allowed over here, dude.
I can't really party up right now, guys. I'm a little busy.
Holy shit, dude. That game's going to be the worst.
It's going to be the funniest fucking thing ever.
Dude, I'm on a solo run. Hold on.
Like, I'm 100% going to play that game. I just haven't decided if I'm going to play it on my main account or if I'm going to go on a separate account that nobody knows about.
Dude, I'm going to flex so fucking hard. Main account. Don't even main care, account. Dude.
2,000 hours.
I'm going to leave that shit open on purpose just so people are like, dude, it's 8 hours? What the fuck?
Dude, I love the storyline. It's really good, dude.
The storyline's really good, dude. It's just got amazing storylines.
So immersive, dude.
Holy crap, dude. So submersive, dude. I'm trying to 2v1, man. Holy shit.
So they were talking about how this is not going to be like, it's not going to flop like the Power Glove. I don't know if you remember that from Nintendo.
No, I didn't.
It was so stupid. Like, I never played it, but my grandmother actually had the Power Glove at her house. Like, yeah, she had a lot of, I'm not going to go into it too much, but she had a gaming consoles at her house for like when, grandson, granddaughters, and like all the kids that she has running around the house and stuff like that come over, and wanted to play games. She had Super Nintendo. She even had like the little gun thing where you could shoot the bird and it would fall and the dog would go chase it and bring it back to you. She had like that game. And then she had the Power Glove. I never played it because it looks stupid, but from what I hear, it was like the worst selling thing that Nintendo has ever come out with. So Sony's a little scared about making one of these. Dude.
Well, EA Anthem beat that, didn't it? Hey, listen, Anthem was like the worst selling game ever, I think. It was really bad. It crashed.
Really? That's,
dude, that game, that game sucked ball. I didn't even play it. I bought it, though, and I didn't return it, so I have Anthem if anyone wants to play. I know there's like 7 players that still play it, so maybe you guys are here. Yeah. If you guys want to play, hit me up. Sorry, EA. Sorry. You know what else EA is? Actually, we'll talk about that later. Next topic, dude.
Wait, didn't EA... Is EA on any of the subjects? Because that'd be a great transitioning point right here.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, let's transition into whatever that is, just to...
Wait, consistent. Maybe I'm wrong. Sidebar. Didn't EA make Apex Legends, right?
I think they did, right? Like,
whatever.
You had to download...
Right.
Guys, don't listen right now, okay? Yeah, we're talking.
Right, they did, right? Guys.
I'm pretty sure they did. I think I had to download the EA thing because I was like kind of upset because Fortnite was on that same platform, right? I was upset I had to download it because I don't want anything to do with Fortnite because it's a garbage game and nobody likes it.
Right. No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Okay.
Let's do that one next then, yeah?
Hey, guys. Okay. Yeah, EA definitely made...
EA owns the rights. Still, EA's involved. Gotta talk shit. Okay, here we go, dude. Apex Legends, by the way, dude. Apex Legends. Apex Legends...
74%. Go for
it. Listen, Apex Legends was a meme. Dude, I have like a really hidden talent to know when games are gonna flop. I don't know what it is, dude. But, for example, Realm Royale, dude. I love Realm Royale. I quit like 2 weeks into it because I already knew the game was gonna flop, dude. I already knew it. I didn't want to put any time into the game. It's not worth my time. You know what I mean? I already knew it. This game came out. I played in the Pro League. I dipped. I already knew this game was going to flop, dude. And just in the last 2 months alone, it's gone down 74%. Dude, anything... EA didn't touch Realm, but anything EA touches, like, just gets fucking destroyed.
Yeah. Especially Fortnite.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you said about three months before this game like started fucking crashing and falling and everybody stopped liking it. You called it. You said like, dude, I can't invest any more time.
I have a clip about a month and a half ago. But remember, I was like, everyone in chat, dude, I'll give you $100, dude, if this game lives 3 more months. And it was about 2 months ago, dude. Watch.
He has yet to collect. That was a bet, right? He said, I'll give you guys $100 if it does, if it doesn't collapse. And then, but all of you viewers, and he had like 700 viewers at the time, right?
Yeah.
So if it doesn't collapse, then all 700 of you owe me $100. And he hasn't gotten a single dollar, so.
Yeah, dude, like.
Bunch of assholes that were watching him at the time.
Honestly, you could just see the direction of a game in the very beginning. And like Apex Legends came out. It was different, it was new, it was cool, it was repetitive and shitty.
It was crushing, though. It was crushing hard.
Dude, like, it was crushing because there's just no, like, honestly, any game that comes out right now is going to crush because there's no good games out right now besides Fortnite. And, like, I personally don't like Fortnite, but the numbers don't lie. You know what I mean? Pure fact, numbers don't lie. But any game right now that comes out that's not a MOBA, is going to do good. You know what I mean? They're instantly going to go to the top, and they're going to sit there for as long as the devs will allow it.
Also, we talked about this last week. Apex is coming out with... I don't know if we talked about it or we were going to talk about it, but maybe it's too small of a subject. Apex Legends is coming out with a mobile version as well. They're gonna try to boost their numbers by switching over to mobile, dude. But that's obviously not going to work for them, I don't think.
Anyway. The article that we read, they were like, their defense was like, well, everyone else is making money with mobile games.
Yeah.
You stupid.
Actually, that's a super solid transition as well into the other mobile game that we'll be talking about today.
We doing it now?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, dude. This one pisses me off, dude, because they didn't give much details, and I'm pissed, dude.
Yes.
Imagine, dude, you're playing League of Legends, which is coming out with a mobile client. I don't know if it's going to be cross-platform. It doesn't say it. It doesn't say that it's not. Dude.
They do say it a little bit. It's going to be totally different. There's no way it's going to be cross-platform. No way.
Does it really?
It does. It says it's going to be more like that Something of Valor mobile game. And it's made through Tencent as well. So it's kind of like how...
Oh, okay. God damn it. I had a whole spiel. Like, dude, imagine if you fucking...
You can go down that, though, dude.
Dude, imagine if you're playing, dude, and you're on a fucking... Like, last night, for example, I was on a 7-win streak. I'm carrying every game. Yeah. And I got a game with 2 bots, dude. Literally, my top laner went 2-10, and my bottom lane combined went 2-13. You don't give a fuck if you're 20-0. If 3 players in your team... drop 2-10, you don't win the game. Okay.
Yeah. It ain't
happening. Dude, imagine you're playing, dude, and you know, you're climbing ranks, dude, and you get a fucking idiot on your team that's on his cell phone, is losing connection constantly, and dude, you can't even like but that makes more sense that there will be.
Yeah, I can't even imagine how the if they don't change everything about the game, I don't understand how they would be able to implement Flash, Ignite, QWER, 1, 2, 3, 4 for activated items. I don't know how they would possibly put all of those input activities on a phone. There's no way. I don't think that's possible. So the game is going to be completely different from League of Legends, but it probably will have like the same characters. It'll probably have some of the same abilities, but maybe, you know, less of them. Something like that. Like they can alt and Q or something like that. I don't know what they're going to do, but.
Dude, incoming League Mobile Championships. Dude, that's one thing I wanted to say. Wait, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was going to say, mobile gaming might be the next... Like, it's already been growing a lot, obviously. Like, you had PUBG Mobile coming out, and you had Fortnite that came out, and you had... Like, all those things are actually really successful on mobile. That might be, until VR becomes better, mobile gaming might be, like, the next big thing, I think. Dude, just because so many people... want a mobile version of their game. So many people want to play on their phone. So many people are at school and they want to play their game, but they don't have a computer at school, you know. So I think mobile gaming for League of Legends, I think that's going to actually kill. I don't know if there's going to be competitive scenes, but I think that it's going to drive sales up like a lot.
Dude, you know how much money PUBG Mobile has made? And this is from Tencent, right? Tencent's making this? Mm. Aren't the same guys who also made PUBG Mobile?
Yeah.
Dude, those guys are brilliant. They're like, we don't have to do any work. We just, the big games, yeah, we just make mobile versions and make millions of dollars, dude. Holy shit, that's brilliant, dude.
I was going to say, we should invest in Tencent, dude. They're freaking jumping on every freaking popular game and making a mobile version of it, dude. They're nuts. They're partnered with Ring of Elysium as well.
That's dude, Tencent these guys as well. Just they're putting their penis everywhere, dude. A little bit here and a little bit there.
Spreading respect. Their gene, you know? Spread. It's just coming inside everything. It's
coming inside the gene pool, dude. I respect it. Okay, wait. So we have a comment that I want to talk about.
Okay.
A4 Nico Senpai said, when mobile attorneys become real, it's going to be extra weird. Just a bunch of people sitting and playing on phones. Now listen, anyone who knows... anything about me, I've been playing esports for a long time. I played professional PUBG, I played professional Call of Duty recently, and I recently just stepped down from esports because there's no good games out. I don't want to play Apex Legends, and I can't go back to PUBG, it's too late, whatever. But I have a buddy, his name is Raptor to Raptor, and he was one of the best PUBG players there is. Mm-hmm. He took Method to a championship, and then they booted him because he, you know, whatever, dude. He's a shot caller, dude. Like shot callers have a lot of weight on their shoulders, dude. And when you're really passionate about a game, like Raptor to Raptor is passionate about everything he does, it's really annoying to see your team fail when they should succeed. Like I have his back. I'm with him on this. And, dude, like, if you're on a pro team you want somebody like Raptor to Raptor to tell you what the fuck you're doing wrong. Because when it comes down to it, everyone's so nice. They're like, oh, maybe we got to do this. You know what I mean? And Raptor to Raptor was a dick about it. But it needs to happen, though. And,
when you make the shot call, it needs to be like addressed hard. You know, we're doing this.
Dude. Watson is you number one. Dude, yeah, he's a monster, dude. He's a beast.
Yeah. But, I mean, you also, like, because you have tons of experience in shot calling. Right. Because, right. I mean, I even was on the team with you where you're shot calling. And that's hard to do. You'd not only have to perform better than everybody else, because otherwise people won't trust your decisions. Right. And also, on top of that, you also have to make, you know, hard-hitting calls that could either make or break a play, you know?
Right. Dude.
Hard.
So, now let me go on here. So, Raptor to Raptor, full respect for the guy. He went from PUBG championships, literally wins every tournament he plays in. Dude's just, you know, he's got an IQ level of 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
He moved over to Ring of Elysium, went to Worlds in Ring of Elysium, whatever. He's just a monster. I went to his stream one day, and he was playing. He got flown out to Germany, I believe, to play in a PUBG mobile tournament. And it was so weird because the people were walking around videotaping, and there was just like a little table, right, with like four people, and they all were just like, dude, it was the
school lunch table.
Dude, like, it was dude. Literally, I'm not even kidding you. You can YouTube it. It was the funniest. It was the funniest thing. To see a bunch of, like, fucking grown-ass men, and they all were, like, hunched over, like, looking at their cell phones, and they all were using a cell phone, and they all were, like, dude, it was, and he was playing in it, Raptor was playing in it, and I think he took second place in it, but it was, like, the funniest fucking thing to watch, dude, because it's just
a bunch I didn't know that's how that would work with mobile gaming. I thought you would, like, streamcast it to like a television screen or like a monitor or something like that, and then like play the buttons on your phone but watch the monitor.
I don't know, dude. No,
but they're over there like on their phone,
dude. They were all like hunched over, like four people in a row. Yeah, and their table, like, you know how like esports, right, they have like the big banners with their names, and in each table had like a little tiny card with their team name,
a flag, like a little tiny flag. Their shirts just have like tape with the name written Raptor to Raptor on the tape, and they just tape it on the back of a shirt. Little flags for the team in the center of the table. Dude, that's stupid. What? I didn't know that's how. I didn't think that's how. I'm gonna have to look that up because that sounds hilarious.
Dude,
to see
pro look up,
gamers
look up,
sit there.
The PUBG. I think it was the World Championship. I don't know. I can't confirm that. But it was a PUBG tournament, and Raptor Raptor was in it, and he was invited, so he didn't have to qualify. And he never played it before, and he was playing with like three guys who actually only play PUBG Mobile exclusively. And they were just like, dude, it was the funniest thing. Like I said, to see four people just hunched over like on their phone. And then it was like, and then, dude, they kept like fanning out to the guy, you know what I mean? Like the guy holding the camera or whatever. And he kept like going around like as if we were gonna be like, oh, dude. And it's like fucking 100 people looking, like, dude, 100 people just like crouched over on their tables, like dude, it was the fucking
dude. All right, so like let's say somebody's gaming like this, right? Like just their head down on the table, the camera guy's sitting over here like, yo, dude. What are you thinking right now? What are you thinking?
You're getting in their face.
And then he does like one of those quick, like, oh, he shot that guy over there, and he like points at the camera at another player in the tournament. And he just runs up there and he just gets in that guy's face.
Camera, I'm zooming to that match right there.
That sounds so stupid, dude.
Dude, I think it's really funny, like, esports right now. Everybody's just trying to grab there a little bit. Like, I don't know if anyone knows today, but Splitgate had a Twitch Rivals thing today. And obviously they only invited like the really big streamers, so there wasn't like any real talent. Like Man Bear Pig wasn't there, or any of the original.
Man Bear Pig is a person, dude?
You didn't?
I only know him from South Park, dude. Like, he... Man Bear Pig.
So I don't know if anyone knows who Man Bear Pig is. He's probably one of my favorite esports players. He's the best at everything. Splitgate. He's already a 7-time champ, like a 7-time tournament winner for Splitgate. He's won six lands for Apex Legends. Dude, any game that guy plays, dude, just expect to lose. He's got it. He's a monster, dude. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where he plays. But he currently plays. He didn't get invited. He's won 7 tournaments with Splitgate already.
He didn't get invited?
He didn't get invited because, obviously it's all about money. So they invited, all the really high-end players or whatever. Like, the people with a lot of viewers. Manbearpig, I don't know if he streams.
Because that would probably be why he didn't get invited to Twitch Rivals. If he wasn't a streamer, then that would make sense.
True.
Well, I gotta look that guy up if he's a god at everything, dude. I didn't even know Splitgate was already getting, that big, dude.
Dude!
Honestly, Splitgate, I figured it was a dead game.
Splitgate released with custom servers. GG,
dude. What have we been saying almost every single fucking podcast, dude, so far?
I'm telling you, dude.
If you release a game, come out with custom servers when it comes out. Idiots, dude. Look at Splitgate's already got tournaments out, first week of release. Dude, what? That's nuts, dude.
I'm a case of the end.
Streaming right now. Why didn't I get invited if I know how to make quesadillas on stream, dude?
You're true. I bet you 24% of Sean really likes you right now. Because he is 24% Mexican.
Dude, these are the reasons why you guys don't share information with friends who give you shit. My name used to be Mexi Sean, alright? And I literally had to change my name to Nasium because my friends were making fun of me. I took a DNA test and found out I was only 24% Hispanic. And it's all from Mexico. And so now he was like, why are you Mexi Sean, dude? You're not half, because my whole stick was I'm half Mexican, half Sean. And now I'm not half Mexican anymore. So everybody's fucking making fun of me. That's why you don't share information with friends who give you shit, dude.
That's why you don't share information with me, because I make fun of everybody 24%. I do exactly. It's
everybody in Travis's Discord, pretty much. Like, all of Travis's friends. Pretty much all of them. Just give me shit.
Holy crap, dude. That's so funny.
All right, I don't think I can transition well enough into any transition well into any of our other subjects.
All right, well, we kind of already got super out of order, so which one do you want to this is pick now, dude. Which one do you want to do?
We've been talking about gaming this whole time. You know what the World Health Organization is talking about? But dude, my transitions are so on point, dude. I can make a transition out of anything, dude. Let's go, dude. What's going on here?
Dude, gaming disorder is a disease. I agree, dude.
The World Health Organization, which, after reading this entire article, right? Whenever you read an article, it always says, when there's an acronym, the first time they use that acronym, they spell it out. Or they say, the whole phrase. So, the World Health Organization. And after they say World Health Organization, every time they refer to the World Health Organization, they say The Who, which is a band. And every time I read this fucking article, it just keeps talking about The Who and what The Who is doing. And I'm just like, the Who isn't doing shit. So I just thought that was hilarious reading through this entire thing. The Who. If you look up Control F and type in Who, it's The Who.
No, I see it right here. The Who.
Yeah.
The Who.
I feel like that's just a terrible acronym for that. For them, you know, they should change their name. I'm just saying,
dude. So now we can actually register as officially recognized disease. Wow, dude, that's impressive.
Yeah, dude. So after reading a little bit of it, it's not just like, hey, your son plays a lot of video games, or your daughter, I guess, not to be sexist, you know.
Well, girls don't play games. They play. So.
All right. They also don't poop, as we learned 2 streams ago.
Yeah, girls don't poop or play video games. We all know that. Every e-girl is a guy.
Yeah, so. That's true. So if you're talking to e-girls on the internet and you're saying dirty things and sending dirty pictures, dude, you're sending them to an adult man. You're doing disgusting things with those images, okay? Just saying. Public service announcement, dude. PSA. Here you go. So anyways, there's requirements to be considered. Pretty much the gist of it is if you're gaming over doing important stuff like work or homework or education.
That's
like
every that, gamer, not, dude.
Yeah, this... no, just everybody. But it's not just gaming. You do that with everything. You know what I mean? Going out with friends is a thing, you know, that prevents you from doing work. Just like doing anything fun in general pulls you away from work, pulls you away from important things in your life, dude. Just all that shit. So there's some consequences, I think, to the World Health Organization doing this. This article says that it makes light of other mental health issues, but that's not what I'm really worried about. What I'm worried about is starting to put like regulations on video games, like shutting down your PC after 4 hours of gaming, or like shutting like your Steam account will shut down after 4 hours of gaming or 8 hours of gaming. You're not allowed to game a certain amount of time. And I can see, like, if this goes through and they actually think it's a mental health issue, they could totally like set shit like that up.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of scared of this, dude. It's kind of scary.
Dude, my parents, I've always played a lot of video games. My parents, when I played Halo, like when I was first signed to a team, I was playing about 8 to 10 hours a day. And my parents, now let me add you, my parents were meth heads, okay? So now let me tell you, dude, my parents used to tell me all the fucking time about how bad video games were for me. And dude, I just thought, all right, dude, I'll just do meth with you guys. Like, fuck out. Like,
yeah. Just like, is that a metaphor? Because meth isn't bad for you, apparently.
I just fucking do meth, dude. Like, yeah, fuck it.
There's certain people that shouldn't be talking shit, you know?
I think everyone, yeah, exactly like Bearded Llama says, I think everyone has a crutch, though. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, gaming or anything. But, like, some people drink constantly.
Yeah.
Some people lie about how Mexican they are. Like, so, like, and there's always a crutch, dude.
Just that, like, to get a little more specific here, dude. Yeah.
No, what I'm saying, just like,
very specific.
Like, dude, some people just watch TV all day, too. Like, I know people who just get home, and they just watch TV, like, 7 hours a day. And they go to bed, and then they go to work, and, like, while they're watching TV, they'll talk shit to me. Yeah, you spend a lot of time in that bedroom. I'm like, here, let's put your TV in the bedroom and your couch in the bedroom.
Yeah, yeah.
And there you go, dude. You're spending as much time as I am in there. Like, I don't get what, like...
Dude, the thing is that blows my mind is what you do with your spare time shouldn't matter, right? If you think it's unproductive, right? That's the right adjective there. If you think it's unproductive, this just doesn't sound right. But anyways... If you think it's unproductive of me to play video games on my spare time when I'm not working, then that's on you, dude. Like, what if I'm already done working? Like, I've done my, you know, my laundry and, you know, I, you know, cooked dinner today and I did all the, like, the stuff around the house that I'm supposed to be doing. And then on my free time, if you watch TV or I game or somebody else goes out to the bar or somebody, like, whatever you're doing on your free time, that shouldn't fucking matter to anybody else, you know?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Dude, like, if I'm, like, homeless, dude, come and tell me, like, all right, dude, you need to chill out. Like, you're doing something wrong. But, right. Dude, you know, dude, like...
You're working, have a house, you know, you're doing good, you have kids, you're like, taking care of your family. And
yeah, like, dude, like...
Yeah, whatever.
I don't understand when people... I'm, like, I love it when people, like, in, like, worse predicaments than you know? They're, like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like...
Walking up to you somehow.
You know? Yeah, like, oh, that's... That's really bad for you, dude. Fucking, that's really bad. You fucking stop that, dude. It's really, like, just shut up, dude. Fucking Christ.
It's I think the biggest thing I hate, and it might not be a great avenue to go down, but I'm going to do it anyways, dude.
Go ahead.
There's people who are religious, and they're constantly telling you, like, what you're doing wrong religiously. But nobody, like, especially Catholics, dude, they're always like, dude, you're supposed to, you know, you can't use God's name in vain or whatever. You know, you're not supposed to X, Y, or Z. But there's not a single fucking Catholic or Christian out there that follows the fucking Bible to a T, right? You're not supposed to drink alcohol. They drink alcohol. You're not supposed to smoke, but they smoke. Or, you know, there's like a million rules that you're supposed to be doing, right? And as long as you're sorry or whatever, then it's okay. But how many of them are actually sorry? You know, you just go and you say you're sorry, but you do it again the next week, you know? It's a bunch of bullshit. People who just talk shit to other people because they hate their lives. Dude, that's all it is.
Jesus, tell us how you feel, dude.
I'm just saying, dude. People need to keep their fucking opinions to themselves, dude. If you have a problem with what I'm doing, it's probably because you have a problem with what you're doing yourself. That's all I'm saying.
I'm addicted to collecting shoes, anime figures, and video games. That's really bad, dude. Honestly, like I don't want to be the one to tell you, but you need to get help, dude. You need to chill out. Fuck.
I don't know if you know about this, but shoes cause cancer. Anime figures cause cramps, and video games are awesome. So two out of those three things sucks for you, dude. You're gonna have cancer and cramps. That sucks.
Dude, I was watching, dude, Family Guy taught me something the other day, and I like, laughed really hard. It's like Stewie and Brian are looking up at the moon, and then Brian's like, oh, I heard the moon causes cancer, and Stewie was like, doesn't everything cause cancer these days? He's like, oh, true. It's true, dude. It does. How many fucking times are you told, like, dude, don't eat lettuce, it's cancer, fucking.
Dude, fucking, I heard... when I was younger, that power lines cause cancer because it sends electric currents. Like, it's the same reason why your phone causes cancer, testicular cancer, because the magnetic field or whatever that's inside of it, like, fucks with your testicles. Same thing with power lines. Apparently, that gives you cancer, dude. There's no a way to avoid cancer, dude. If you get cancer and you're a smoker, dude, that's just one of a million ways you could have gotten it. Obviously, your odds are significantly higher if you're a smoker, but, you know, you see what I'm saying. But speaking of cancer, dude, Fortnite's weak feature. Dude. Transition, dude. Fortnite's week 3 challenge, dude. Find disc toys and Fortnite tricks.
And more, dude.
Does anyone here? Yeah. So much more.
Does anyone here play Fortnite, dude? Anybody?
I'm pretty sure they left if they didn't play Fortnite. I'm pretty sure they don't stick around afterwards, dude.
We like Fortnite. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a good game.
Yeah, it's the best game, dude.
Yeah.
My favorite part about this new challenge, by the way, it's week 3 into season 9. Very cool stuff. So the coolest challenge that I've seen so far is the slip and slide, dude. They got a slip and slide. Oh, sorry. No, because Fortnite players are adults, they took out the term slip and slide and called it a slipstream. And so now you get this cool, you know, you get Battle Stars, which is also a really cool name for, like, currencies in a video game. Definitely not childish. If you shoot at somebody after you jump off the slip and slipstream, you get some cool bonus points, dude. That's my favorite part about this whole thing.
Listen.
Not to mention the flying disc toy, of course.
Listen, I don't play Fortnite, but I've seen a lot of their shut the fuck, I haven't even said what I'm gonna say yet.
I'm sorry.
The hoverboards look fun. The balls look fun, dude. It looks fun. Like, Fortnite, that game was whatever, dude. But dude, are they not, listen, you know, we can hate on Fortnite all we want, dude. But are they not the content kings, dude? Are they dude?
I guarantee you we would not be talking about Fortnite if it wasn't, like, a clickbaity fucking thing for us to do in the first place, dude.
Dude.
Like, the only reason why we talk about it is because everybody fucking loves it, dude. Wow. I hate it, personally. I would never talk about this game if it wasn't a popular game.
From a 9-to-5, we'll be doing playing Fortnite Land until today. Okay, dude, yeah, grown up Fortniters, dude. You know what's even worse, dude? Like, my brother's birthday was last year. And we do, like, a really big surprise birthday. I haven't seen him, like, 3 years. And my brother's, like, my best friend. He's, like, the person I started in the esports with. My first team I started with my brother, my older brother.
He owns an org, right?
And now my brother does a lot of, like, esports console stuff. And, you know, he just stuck on the console like a freaking idiot. But, okay, now, listen. So we met up. So he drove all the way down to Arizona. He didn't know I was here. He didn't know my mom was here. He didn't know anyone was here. So he so they drive all the way from Washington to Arizona, and we surprise them. Hey, we're here, dude. What's up? Holy shit, I haven't seen like 3 years, dude. It was like, oh, that's awesome. Now my brother, dude, 4 years older than me. This is like when I realized that I was a single child. Is we were drinking a little bit, whatever. I don't really drink, so I had like two shots, and then like so I wasn't even buzzed. Like I was just chilling. I had like a soda. My brother's like 10 beers deep, dude. Like, my brother goes hard. And he starts, not only can he name all the Fortnite dances.
Don't tell me he can do them too.
He could do them. And he didn't only do them. He did them all, dude. Good. And that's when I realized, like,
you don't have a brother anymore.
Yeah, I was like, dude, it was like,
that's why you said he was your best friend, right?
Yeah. I knew this was going to happen. So him and I kind of lost paths years ago. But it comes down, we surprise him, and I'm all excited. What's up, dude? He's like, look, dude. Look, I could do the thing. I was like, I got to go, dude. I'm sorry. I don't haven't seen you in a couple of years, dude. But
did he really like think, like, yo, dude, check it out. I've been working on this shit for, like, years, dude. I've been every day I practice, I'm in that dance room where we have a dance instructor that teaches us how to do Fortnite dances. I've been training nonstop for years, dude. I need to show my family because they're the only ones that love me.
Well, he thought, dude, my brother thought that I played Fortnite. And I was like, okay, dude, where's the penis in my hand? I don't get it. Yeah, I was like, when have you ever seen me touch a penis before? Like, that's not mine. No, never. I don't play Fortnite. But
yeah.
So my brother, dude. Yeah, man, my instructor taught me the L dance.
I don't even want to ask what the L dance is, dude, to be honest with you. I don't even want to know what it is. But I heard, and this is an inside, like, dude, nobody knows about this yet, dude. I found this out just before we went live, like about 20, 30, 40 minutes ago before our stream went live. They're coming out with a Fortnite console, or not a console, but a special Fortnite controller for whatever Xbox or PlayStation, whatever you play it on. They have a special controller, and it's in the shape of a penis that you can play. Confirmed by the devs.
It's so fucking stupid. Holy shit. Okay.
So this week we have a challenge. Make sure you use the cock controller, dude.
I fucking hate you, dude.
I guess we should probably, if we're talking about the subject, actually go over like the things that they need to do for the win.
All right, dude. Now that
or whatever.
Let's just go through everything that we need to do. I'll just read the. Can I just read the
thing? Yeah, just go for it. Yeah.
Okay, here we go, guys. We're just gonna read you guys the article. Fortnite is on the third season 9 of the Clockwalker New Bash game. If you're in, unlock some new cosmetic customization options included in the Battle Pass. You need to complete these Battle Stars and doing so you level up.
No. Just the thing. Stage 1, land a trick shot. Like those things. Do the.
Oh,
the
shit. That's challenge. Good because I was going to go ahead. I was going to do it though because I'm a real one. Okay, here we go. Stage 1, did you get a land a trick? I'm going to do it, dude. Fuck it. Stage 1, you get to land a trick shot with the drift board. You get 2 battle stars for it. Search chest at Lonely Lodge or Polar Peaks, 5 battle stars. Deal damage to an opponent within 10 seconds after using a split stream, 10 battle stars.
Slipstream.
Oh, like a nip slipstream. So you gotta like watch. Okay, the premium.
Okay, all
right. Sorry. It's gonna cost.
Premium, by the way, is the battle pass that they have. Apparently, I only know this from this article. Okay, so don't think that I know enough about Fortnite to just know this offhand. Okay, premium is the one that you pay for, the battle pass that you buy. You know, where you'd have the free one and then you spend money to get the extra points. That's what premium is. Apparently.
Right. Okay. So the premium pass, dude. Stage 1, visit Happy Hamlet and Shifty Chefs in a single match. I can't even read these fucking names, dude.
I'm glad you're the one reading.
God damn. Like, you can't even, like.
Shifty Chefs, dude.
It's so bad, dude.
Happy Hamlet.
Dude, throw the flying disc toy and catch it before it lands, 5 battle stars. Explosive weapon eliminations, 10 battle stars. Yeah, I like that one. Deal damage with different weapons in a single match, 10 battle stars.
Dude, I liked that you said that you liked the explosive weapon elimination. Because I was like, oh, dude, that's like sounds like a real thing in a video game. Like, it's like seems like the only thing that you can find in every game, you know? Explosive right. damage with the weapon. There's no toy involved. There's no slip and slide involved. There's no... Like, that's crazy. But deal damage with 2 different weapons in one game, in a single match? Man, that's insanely difficult, dude. And you get 10 battle stars out of it. 2 weapons soon?
Does anybody know what a battle star is? Do we have to...
Do we have to go over what battle stars are, dude?
Because
I don't want to know.
I don't know.
It's whatever, like...
Their currency, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever that is. Dude, by the way, there's freaking tissue papers all over my floor, by the way.
I really hope your mom wakes up. Shut up, because you shut up! Oh, my God!
Mom about it, dude. I told my mom about the idea. I was like, do you think that's funny? And she says, that's fucking the funniest thing I've ever heard. So that's why I was like, because I needed a second opinion if it was funny or not, because you're taking forever to log on.
Dude. On stream.
So I was like, I need to ask somebody because I want to set this shit up, you know.
I thought V-Bucks was their currency. Oh, you're right, dude. Maybe it's like a separate battle pass currency or something.
Oh, yeah. V-Bucks is their thing, isn't it?
You know, Virgin Bucks, dude. Yeah,
nice one, dude.
Wrong way. Okay.
I got both covered.
So. Yeah, and I feel you. All right, dude, next. Oh, no, I did the wrong way. Fuck me, dude. Okay, whatever.
Before we go into our next subject.
Okay, go ahead.
We need to take a break for our sponsors.
And the break's over, boys. Let's go, dude. All right, next subject, dude.
What are we talking about now, dude?
Well, there's 2 left.
One I'm insanely excited about, right? The other one you were pretty excited about.
Okay, yeah, we'll do the one you're excited about.
Okay. All right, boys, Twisted Metal TV show on the way, dude. Last week we were talking about how PlayStation is going to be getting into the production game of making TV shows and movies and stuff like that. They're going to take their games that they've created over the years, and they're going to create TV shows and movies out of them. That was insanely exciting to me, just because any gaming industry that wants to jump into that field is awesome, because they did all the research when they created the game, so they already know all the information when they make the TV show. You don't have like some Joe Schmo dude from some fucking TV movie company that doesn't know anything about the subject making the movie. You have the actual people that made the game. And Twisted Metal was one of my all-time favorite games playing as a child.
That was everybody's right? favorite game. If your favorite game wasn't, awesome. Yeah.
Dude, have you ever heard the song Dragula by Rob Zombie?
Yeah.
Everybody has. And I only knew that song because this game had it in one of its maps. And I was like, dude, this song is so hardcore, dude. I'm going to blow up this car and shit. It is fucking awesome.
Dude. But
Twisted
Metal was what molded a lot of us. Dude, everybody played
Thank God.
Dude, yeah, everybody played Twisted Metal.
Last week, we were making fun of people who played PlayStation. Because, like, you said, like, if you guys play PlayStation, you probably go to the skate park and you probably rollerblade and you probably...
Scooter, and you probably don't pick up the skate park bitches. No, that's a fact. Yeah.
I was like, I did play PlayStation because this was a PlayStation game. I was like, shit, but I gotta, you know, I gotta man up and pretend like I don't love the thing that I do love. You know, I don't love PlayStation, but this was insane. I had both consoles, Xbox and PlayStation. But go ahead.
Figure out you're 24%. Nah, I figure out you're a halfer. It's just,
dude, Jesus. I'm losing my viewership, dude.
I'm excited, though. This is a great idea, I think, dude, to see all of our beloved
childhood
bullshit, you know what I mean, come to life, dude. Like,
for sure. But, dude, I actually think this is a good show to make. Like, some people could say, like, how do you make a show about, like, driving cars and shooting, you know, blowing up cars. But, dude, if you ever played Twisted Metal Black, which came out, like, a while after. It was, like, the fourth version of the game that came out. And it had so much storyline, dude. Like, Sweet Tooth, the character on the article right there, Sweet Tooth has a sick backstory about, like, some preacher that fucking cursed him to...
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, there's some sick fucking, like, storyline in there. And if you're making a TV show, you know how, like, sometimes TV shows are, like, each episode kind of goes in depth into the backstory of each character? Like, right. You could totally make this into a show, like, a good one.
No, dude, there are a lot of games that they could do that to.
Yeah, no, dude, 100%.
This right here was, like, one that I just didn't even think about, but now that it's, like, said, it's, like...
Yeah. I can't get it out of my mind now.
It's amazing, dude. Hands down, probably, like, one of the coolest things. So, I'm, you know, I'm down for it. I'm excited for it. Hold on. Do you have a backlight, Sean?
Do I have a backlight? No.
You don't? Oh, you just had something white in here.
I have a light above.
You just look, like, real...
Oh, no, yeah. If I go, like, away and then, you, like, get close, like, you'll see the color scheme of my background, like, kind of, like, change from, like, orange to yellow and, like, stuff. I don't know. It's fucking weird. But, no, I don't have black light.
It looks really good. Oh, shit. If I got close. Oh, I look good, too. Okay, I'm good. Okay. All right. Just... Good yeah. Night. All right, dude. Next subject, dude. The last subject, actually, of the day.
Yeah.
And this is one of, this is, like, one that I was laughing about because...
This is fucking hilarious. I'll let you get on this one, though.
So the game's called Tank Legend, or Tank Battlegrounds, sorry. And I saw this article, and I laughed because how many, like, have you guys ever been scrolling through Facebook, and it was like, oh, dude, this game's so good, and it has, like, the first picture is, like, of a game, and then you click on it, and it has, like, pictures of League of Legends for some reason?
I've not seen. I think I know really? You did that, but I
dude,
that.
So what these guys did, Tank Battlegrounds, they made a Steam game. They're like, oh, dude, we're making a new game, Tank Battlegrounds. And they literally took Battlefield 1942's promo video and cut the last 20 seconds off of it that shows the company. And they literally played a different game's thing on their game. They have a Steam account. They have a Steam game. There's no activity on them. Nobody knows if this is troll or if it's real. They literally took... Even the pictures are from Battlefield 1942.
Yeah, dude, not to mention the description of the game. Did you read that part?
No, what happened?
The description of the game. So they're calling this game Tank Battlegrounds, right?
Right.
So the description of the game... It says, blah, 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 and then when they call their own company, they call their own company for their own game, Battlefield 1942, instead of Battlegrounds, or Tank Battlegrounds. It is legitimately the copy and paste description from Battlefield 1942. They just forgot to change the name back to Tank Battlegrounds, dude. They copy and pasted the exact description of the game that they're trying to rip off.
Like, that right there. I wonder much. We're calling these guys morons, right? Well, he's just so dumb. Dude. I wonder how much money they've made.
Or troll. I don't know what this is.
Imagine these guys are making like $15,000 off of this. It's like, if I bought a fake game, I wouldn't even be mad. Like, I would just like laugh in the end. I would find out.
Yeah. That says right here. It's what's funny is how blatantly Tank Battlegrounds rips off Battlefield 1942 in order to win. That's not it. Never mind. Yeah, they have like the quotation and everything. But yeah, everybody's not sure if this company's trolling or if they're trying to rip off a company or trying to rip off Battlefield 1942, because there's apparently been tons of other Chinese companies that have done this exact similar thing, that have just ripped off a game and like uploaded it and made tons of money off of it. They also trademarked a lot of like the images that they upload and stuff, so the actual company that made the real version of the game fucked and couldn't use any of the images that they had. Like, dude, that's so trolls.
That's fucking awesome. That's like 50 Cent. That one girl made a diss song on 50 Cent, and he fucking What did he paid? He bought the rights to the song or something, so she couldn't make any more. So she couldn't make any money off of it. You know what I mean? That's like what they did. Fucking idiot.
Oh, here it is. In Battlefield 1942, what they write is: in order to win Battlefield 1942, you need to pay more attention to teamwork. They copy and pasted that into their own.
And then and then they forgot to change.
Yeah, they forgot to change it.
That's what's up, dude. That's legit though. Like that's real dedication.
That was fucked up, man.
Dude, I've always seen on Facebook, it's like, dude, this game is so cool, and you click on it, and it's like the pictures are clearly like Pikachu or like a Pokemon, like clearly something it's not. And I'm always like, how do these guys get away with it? And apparently now it's happening on Steam. Like, I can understand a mobile. Mobile. There's a bunch of troll shit on mobile.
But Steam? Well, they say it's, Steam has like this thing that says like no involvement. They don't want any involvement on what game's released unless it's illegal or some other thing. And so they usually don't check on the stuff unless it's reported. And I guess like it just started getting reported. So it was up there for like ever. And nobody even realized that they were fucking over people.
I wonder how many people were so excited to play this game.
Dude, it looks like shit. I can't imagine a single person was excited to play that game. It looks like that picture right there looks like ass, dude.
The first picture, right, in that, dude. It looks like shit.
I would never...
then again, have you seen how... Have you seen how bad the fucking the Stranger Things game looks, dude? How many people do you think buy that, dude? 100 people, 100,000 million people, everyone's buying that game.
That's a good point, dude. That's a good point. That game looks like shit, dude. Netflix should stop immediately. It should stop making video games.
Dude, exactly. Like, that game looks like shit.
That's so bad, dude. That's really bad. Oh, shit. Yeah, that's all our fucking articles.
That's everything.
And, I want to apologize to our viewers today because on Tuesday, Travis just, you know, he said, I don't like podcasting anymore. I don't like streaming. We were supposed to stream on our main podcast channel on Tuesday or on Thursday.
Saturday.
Last week.
Friday.
Yeah,
Friday. One day, dude. Last week.
We told you last week. If you don't remember, that's your fault. Okay. No, I think it was Friday. We were supposed to stream on Friday. Last week, but Travis was like, I'm done. I don't want to do this shit anymore. Like, fuck off, Sean. Like, nobody likes you. Get out of here. And so, yeah, that's why we didn't stream. But we, like, made amends. But he said, I still don't want to do that shit with you on Fridays, so.
No, I had family come down, okay? I had family come down, and they were supposed to come down a month in the future. They were supposed to come down next month when I was in the new house. Yeah. And everything was going to be smooth. And then, I guess, we were told incorrect information, so he came a month early. It was cool he was here. We had a lot of fun, but he came a month early, which kind of put a fork in all of our plans.
Yeah.
And then, on Friday night, my grandma got admitted to the hospital, actually. So it was just, like, dude, a crazy little couple days that just kind of, like, took a flip.
Bad sequence of events.
Yeah, bad sequence of events, dude. Like, whatever you want.
We'll try again.
All yeah, right, this we'll week will again. Be different, probably. Dude.
Yeah, unless I'll probably have an emergency this week. We'll probably never get it done. just wanted to apologize because I don't think we actually updated anybody on Twitter or Facebook or anything that the podcast wouldn't happen. And so I just want to apologize for you guys, or to you guys. But this Friday it should happen. And also, we're trying to be a little bit more productive on our Twitter page. So you should start seeing posts every single day, like 2 to 3 posts every single day on our Twitter page at Opinionated Streamers 1. Is that what it is?
I'll just post the fucking links.
Chat. Well, for our audio viewers as well.
Opinionated Stream. It's Opinionated STR 1. I have
Opinionated STR 1, guys. Follow us on Twitter. We'll be posting a lot more. We're going to be asking people about articles that we post, right? So we're gonna watch every day, see what articles are being like, what articles are coming up, what news is coming up in gaming, and we're gonna post it on Twitter, ask you guys your opinions, see what you guys want us to talk about, if you guys have any like specific things that you think we should address on a specific issue, stuff like that. You know, make sure you guys follow us on that Twitter page and we'll respond to that, and hopefully one of your guys' suggestions will be featured in our next episode.
Oh, wait, there we go. He just posted it. I was going to post everything, but he posted it. I fucking forgot, dude.
Bearded Llama, dude. Let's go, dude.
Dude, Dude, thank you for posting it. I was gonna do it. I forgot I posted them all in Discord. Dude, yeah, so there's all the links, dude. If you guys have a YouTube, subscribe. If you have a Twitter, follow. And then that's our other Twitch we're going to start streaming on once a week as well. So we're going to have two podcasts a week, one on this account, one on that account. And then our Facebook has been Actually, I just got a really cool thing, like literally 20 minutes ago. Listen, post from Opinionated Streamers Podcast has reached 3,100 people and had 182 engagements this week.
What?
Yeah, I just got a text message. Literally right now, like.
No, where did you get that?
Oh, on Facebook.
Oh, shit. No way, dude. That's insane. That's nuts, dude. That's what's up.
So I don't know if you guys can see it or not.
You've tried showing us your phone.
Dude. There we go. Look at it. It's working, dude.
Podcast from Infinity Streamer Podcast reached 3.1K people and had 182 engagements. Dude, goddamn, Facebook. Let's go. Let's fucking go, dude.
There you go, dude.
That's PogChamp, dude.
Yeah, that's really cool, dude. Also,
if you're watching us on YouTube as well, links should be in the description for all of our social media. So if you want to check us out anywhere, make sure you look down there as well. And I think that's it, man.
Dude, that's it, guys.
That's it. Thank you, everybody, for watching.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out, guys. And then we'll... am I doing it right?
No, that one. No, yeah, okay. Ready?
Ready?
One, two, three. Kata!
Oh, wait, no. Hold on, wait. Here we go. One more time. Oh. What do you fuck this? Wait. All right, we're out, dude. Everyone have a good night.
Bye,
guys.
Goodbye, guys.
Love you guys. Oh, shit. Love you guys.
Love you. Goodbye.